Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, December 21st, 2017. The Berlin Superior Court of Justice had to lift the arrest warrants for three men suspected of Islamist extremism because their trials have failed to open in time due to overload. One of the men, who is suspected to have fought for ISIS, even had to be released. RBB reports that Benjamin Yendro, spokesman for the Berlin Police Union, criticized the process and stated the action shows how powerless the constitutional state is in certain areas, remarking that authorities seem to have learned nothing from the Anas Amri case and should not release a dangerous man accused of crimes. And in fact, there are parallels. Like Amri, the three men were arrested for organized drug trafficking. But unlike Amri, they were kept in custody. But the overloaded public prosecutor's office took more than 2 months to bring in charges. And it took 5 more months to bring their cases to court, which in total exceeded the maximum time allowed for custody. Therefore, the court was forced to revoke the arrest warrants against the suspects. The Senate and several associations have agreed on the future financing of daycare facilities in the capital. According to DPA, the state of Berlin will take a higher share of costs, from 93 to 95% in 2021. In addition, the child care providers are to be reimbursed for higher material costs. The calculation of personnel costs will be based on the payment regulations for civil service employees of the state. Currently, KITAs have to finance 7% of the costs, money which many providers find difficult or even impossible to earn. The city has 170,000 KITA spaces in 2,500 facilities. At the moment, Berlin spends 1.5 billion euro per year for childcare. As the demand is growing, the costs will rise significantly in the next years. Bike Mobility, spelled B-Y-K-E. The company, which previously operated exclusively in Hesse, now offers rental bicycles in Berlin, increasing the choice of rental bikes in the city. Registered customers can rent the Bike bikes for 50 cents per half hour, 3 euros per day, or 10 euros per month, and a bonus is awarded to those who load a credit balance into their account. Julia Boss, managing director of Bike Mobility, reported that the company introduced several hundred of the blue and yellow rental bikes last week, and the area in which the bikes can be rented and parked is still relatively small. There are no parking stations, and the rental area mainly comprises the Mitte district and parts of Kreuzberg. She added that they are hopeful that they will soon be able to increase the number of bicycles and expand their business area. The company is located in Prenzlauer Berg on the Dänenstrasse with around 10 employees. Drivers in Berlin, take note. Not placing a parking disc on the console behind your car's windscreen when parked in a supermarket lot can now lead to a €19.90 fine, as private inspectors are on the move in many parking lots in Berlin. Supermarket operators argue that this is how they keep parking spaces free for their customers. Many parking areas are being misused, for example, as park-and-ride areas, reports Miriam Putka, press officer at Edeka. These parking spaces are therefore not available for customers who actually want to shop in the supermarket, and why the monitoring of parking lots is unfortunately often necessary. Aldi reports that customers of the Hildburghauser Straße branch have repeatedly drawn attention to the inadequate parking situation. The market is located directly at the Ostdorfer Straße S-Bahn station, which is why various long-term and non-shopping parkers use the spaces. The branch had to act, and the parking lot has been under surveillance for 2 years. Recently, drivers have reported not being sufficiently informed of this regulation, prompting markets to put up signs at entrances pointing to the obligation of parking discs. The signs are only required at the entrance to the car park, explains Thomas Holbeck, a Berlin lawyer specializing in consumer law. The signs should be conspicuous and easy to read when passing by. Only then can the user immediately realize the parking regulations apply and that a penalty must be paid in the event of non-compliance. If the signs are too small, not easily legible, or are missing completely, the customer therefore has, according to the lawyer, a good chance of not having to pay. Also, providing a receipt as proof of shopping in the market at the indicated time when a parking disc was not displayed should be evidence enough to not have to pay the fine. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.